for Psalm 4, this is clearly related to Psalm 3, which has as its inspired title, as we discussed when I chatted on Psalm 3, that this was written at the time of Absalom's rebellion. So there's David, betrayed by Absalom, his own son, who wants to kill him, betrayed by people like Ahithophel, betrayed by so many people. So he was on the run, and there's a collapse mentality around him. And yet he says in Psalm 3 that I laid me down in peace and slept, and I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. And it's wonderful that somebody under so much pressure can actually sleep. I suppose he slept soundly somewhere on the road, running away from Absalom, getting away as quick as he could, but just had to stop and grab a bit of sleep. And he slept well that night because he was at peace with God. And you think of how Peter was fast asleep in the prison the night that he thought was his last night, because it was Passover, it was clear that Herod was going to try to do to him what he'd done to Jesus, and he was going to be led out to death the next day. And then he's sleeping soundly the night before what looked like his execution. He could only do that because he was absolutely at peace with God. And it's the same here. And I want to just explore that a bit more. He says, verse 4, "Be angry and do not sin. Search your own heart on your bed and be still." Well, he said that he's laid himself down in peace that night and slept and awoke after a good night's sleep. He says in verse 8 here, "In peace I will lay myself down and sleep, for you alone make me live in safety." Well, the peace he's referring to, as very often when the Bible talks about peace, is peace with God. The peace offering was to celebrate peace with God, and it's rather similar to the breaking of bread, really. So he says that he had arrived at that peace with God that night that he laid down to sleep because he searched his own heart. And that's why, as it says, he was still and he could lay himself down in peace and sleep, despite all that was going on around him. The source of his peace then was his self-examination, his confession of sin, and a good conscience. That is the ultimate peace that passes all understanding. And he invites us to do the same. He says, "Search your own heart on your bed and be still. Learn from me." I think Psalm 3 is sort of the description of David's sort of raw prayer, as it were, in the heat of the moment as he was running from Absalom. Now Psalm 4 appears to be a more formal arrangement. Verse 1 says it's to be sung on stringed instruments. So it's David's more calm, later rearrangement of his thoughts. Well, likewise, "be angry and do not sin." This is quoted, isn't it, in Ephesians 4:26 about all of us. So David that night is to be all of us. Now, he was angry. He was naturally angry with Absalom and those who betrayed him. Of course he was going to be angry. This is perfectly normal. It is no sin to be angry. God is angry with the wicked every day. But be angry and don't sin. Search your own heart on your bed. So how do you not sin in anger? Well, it's to be aware of your own sinfulness. He says in verse 5, "Offer the sacrifices of righteousness, put your trust in Yahweh." Well, he was suffering what he was at the hands of Absalom because of his sin with Bathsheba. And as he says in Psalm 51, "There were no sacrifices to offer, apart from a broken and contrite heart." He was worthy of death, and yet God by grace saved him. So he says, "Offer the sacrifices of righteousness," that is, the broken heart, not literally. He was exiled at this point from Jerusalem. He couldn't go to the sanctuary and offer anything. But the sacrifices of righteousness, then, are the broken and contrite heart that's arisen, as he says in verse 4, from searching his own heart on his bed. And offer the sacrifices of righteousness, that is, of a broken and contrite, repentant spirit, and put your trust in Yahweh. The context is trust that he will forgive you, that you are at peace with him. So that was why it is very nadir, the very worst possible time for him. He lays down just off the roadside somewhere on the way to grab some hours of sleep, and he's at such peace because he has cleared himself with God. You will keep him in perfect peace, Isaiah 26, verse 3, whose mind is stayed on you. Well, what is a mind that is stayed or based upon God? It's the mind that realizes we've sinned, but is absolutely confident of our forgiveness. That is what is the source of peace. And that is what enables us to be angry, which, as I say, is a perfectly normal reaction. Be angry, but don't sin. Search, verse 4, be angry and don't sin. Search your own heart on your bed and be still. That's how you will find calmness, peace, stillness, when you're angry because of what others have done to you, because you think of your own sins and how God has forgiven you and how you've offered the sacrifices of righteousness, which is a broken and contrite heart, you are right with God. That is how you can lay down in peace and sleep despite all the provocation of the betrayal of others.